From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. UN officials said Thursday Russia is willing to discuss the lengthening of its three-hour daily suspension of military action to allow humanitarian aid into the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. But a spokesperson for one of the rebel groups fighting the Syrian government told Reuters news agency the Thursday ceasefire had not been upheld. The UN also is investigating reports that a bomb containing chlorine gas was used by the Syrian military in the area.
If it did take place, it is a war crime. And as such, it would require everyone, all co-chairs and everyone else, to address it immediately. I think that the investigation is still taking place.
Stefan de Mistura, the special UN envoy to Syria. The rising tension between Russia and Ukraine over Crimea is on the United Nations Security Council's agenda Thursday. Russia has accused Kiev of plotting to wage attacks in the disputed peninsula. Ukraine, a non-permanent council member, requested an urgent closed-door meeting to address tensions between the two countries, particularly after Ukraine put its military on alert Thursday, and Russia also planned to step up security in Crimea. Moscow annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, a military move that has continued to be condemned by world leaders and fuel conflict between the two countries. Voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungwa of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. This is VOA News. Democrat